The beginning of the parsha says that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Tell Bnei Israel, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban la Hashem, mina beimam mina vakar mina tzon torkivus karban chem." What does it mean, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban la Hashem? A man ki yakriv mikem, when he is makriv from you, karban la Hashem. So the Pashtunim, the Ibn Ezra and others say what it means is Adam mikem ki yakriv. One of you, when you're makriv karban from Hashem, and mikem really is modifying Adam, and that's the drush of Chazal. They say mikem, a lashon of min, is always a miyot. Some of the Jews can bring karbanos, and others the Jews can't bring karbanos. That a frum yid can bring karbanos, but a mummer, someone who does not keep the Torah, can't bring karbanos. But then that's a little shalom b'dikduk. You have to say that even though it says adam ki yakriv mikem, it really means adam mikem ki yakriv. However, the Sforno and a lot of the Achronim say that no, take it mamish pshutuk mashmo, like it says adam ki yakriv mikem means a man, a person, when you sacrifice of mikem, of yourself. Meaning, it's coming to teach us, the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra is all about giving karbanos to Hashem. What's the point of giving karbanos to Hashem? We give karbanos to Hashem. Right? You can easily get lost in giving karbanos to Hashem in the chitzonius of, oh, I'm giving something. Like, maybe it's worth a lot of money. Or maybe I just invested a large percentage of my money in it, so I'm giving something chashuv. Hashem really likes the karbanos. It comes with a lot of pomp and circumstance, with all kinds of fancy things of gold and silver in the mikdash. Like, what's important is this fancy karban that I'm bringing. And the Torah tells you, no, the Sforno says, Adam ki yakriv mikem. Ultimately, the only hakrav that Hashem cares about is from you, from the inside, is that you're makriv of yourself. Ultimately, Hashem couldn't care less about sheep and goats and cows and how expensive it is and how fancy it is and how nice music they play. That's all the tafel. The real point of it is just that you're makriv in yourself, like the Ramban says. That when I put this carbon on his back, I feel like I'm coming to Hashem, and I feel like I'm sacrificing myself for Hashem, and I'm shabbing myself to Hashem. And this is true. You see that throughout the Nevi'im, many places, the Nevi'im come, they criticize Klal Yisrael, and they say, what do I need your karbanos for? I need you to be good people. I need you to give tzedakah and to be kind to poor people, not to oppress people, and to keep Shabbos, and not do Gilui Arayos. So that's what I need. I don't need karbanos. And nowadays, a lot of people, old Reform and other, misinterpret it. To say that, you see, it says in the Chumash, it says in the Navi, that the Nevi'im realized karbanos weren't really so important. What's important is just like being a good person and worshiping Hashem on the inside. And they missed the boat. It's not that, chas v'shalom, the Nevi'im were downgrading important to karbanos. No, the Nevi'im were upgrading important to karbanos. They, you know why karbanos are important? Karbanos are very important, but not because Hashem needs the chitzonius of the karbanos, not because Hashem's impressed by how big the animals. Karbanos are important because they're a way of showing your pnimius. They're a way of doing on a much higher madrega than we have nowadays. They're a way of showing bipnimius that you're mashabed yourself to Hashem, that you're willing to sacrifice your whole life to Hashem, just like you're giving these, you're giving yourself to Hashem. And therefore, karbanos are so important that if you have the pnimius, then Hashem will accept the chitzonius. If you don't have the pnimius, if you don't really give yourself to Hashem in the karbanos, then Hashem's not interested in the chitzonius without the pnimius, because you haven't really given a karban. Maybe this is also the amkus of the drush of Chazal. Chazal draw a darshan from mikem, that a Jew who keeps the Torah can bring karbanos, but if you don't want to keep the Torah, then you can't bring karbanos. Why? Maybe I'll prove what the Sforno says. Mikem means you're sacrificing from yourself to Hashem. If you want to bring karban to Hashem and keep the Torah, then it means you're really dedicating yourself to Hashem. You say, I'm giving my whole self over to you, Hashem, just like this animal. If you don't want to keep the Torah, then what are you doing? You're bribing God with a stake? You know, if you're not really putting yourself into the Karbanos because you don't want to keep the Torah, then you're not worshiping Hashem. You're not sacrificing. You're not giving yourself over to Hashem. You're not being most of your nefesh to Hashem. If you don't want to keep the Torah, the Karban's meaningless because you're not putting yourself into the Karban. And therefore, this makes sense of a lot of drushes of Chazal, that Chazal say that obviously we daven to have a Beis HaMikdash. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't appreciate it so much. But the Ramban talks about it, and the Rav Hirsch, and the Doris, they're about how, yeah, we can talk about Bavavi, Mishkan, Evne, etc., but there's something special to actually taking an animal and saying, this is a life, and I'm burning it up to Hashem, really makes you feel how you're giving your whole life over to Hashem. And many other details that they discuss. What do we do nowadays? We have no Beis HaMikdash. So Chazal say at the end of Maseches Menachos, Zos Torah Sa'ola, if you learn the Torah of the Ola, that counts as bringing an Ola. Zos Torah Sa'mincha, if you learn the Torah of the Mincha, that counts as bringing a Mincha. Ultimately, even if we can't bring the Chitzonius of the Karbanos, but we can still have the Pnimius of Karbanos, because if we learn about the Ola and really internalize the message of an Ola, of going totally up to Hashem, that just like we burn this animal totally for Hashem, we want to, just like we burn this animal totally for Hashem, we want to be totally burnt up with fire for Avodas Hashem and just get as close to Hashem as possible. And a mincha, just like a poor person takes the little money he has and gives a present to Hashem and brings this, we spend our money on mitzvos and the right things and not on the wrong things for Hashem. If you're mamik in the Torah of these things, then you're mekayim the pnimius and you can get the same zechus as bringing the carbon. And not only that, Chazal darshan something even more radical. If you learn Torah, then obviously in a certain sense, you don't even need the Ola and the Mincha and the Chatas and the Ashim and the Shlomim to get that Madrega if you learn Torah. Why? It's not magic. Oh, if I learn Torah, it has magical powers as if I brought a carbon. No, it's all about the Pnimius. What does it mean to really learn Torah? To really learn Torah, the Rav explained it a number of times, to really learn Torah is not an intellectual exercise. That's not called learning Torah. That's called studying Talmud in a university course. To really learn Torah is not about just about. To learn Torah, you have to really intellectually know the Torah. That's the mitzvahs I say. But it's not just about intellectually knowing the content of the Torah. To learn Torah means to take whatever I feel, whatever I want to do, whatever I think is right and wrong, and say, you know what? I'm going to learn instead what Hashem thinks and what He thinks is right and wrong, what He wants me to do. I think I should do X, but I want to learn maybe Hashem wants me to do Y, and I'll do what Hashem thinks, not what I think. I think it makes sense to me you should act this way is ethical and not that way, but I'm going to learn what Hashem says is the right way to act and the wrong way to act and what's good and evil, and I'm going to build my life based on that. Ultimately, someone who really learns Torah, not studies, Jewish studies, someone who really learns Torah, every time you open a word of Torah, what you're saying is, I'm going to take what I think, what I feel, and all my ideas about life, and that's not important. Instead, I'm going to give my life over to follow what Hashem thinks is the right thing in life, and to give my whole life over to what Hashem wants me to do in Tovodas Hashem. If someone really learns Torah, that's right there, Adam ki yakum ikem, someone who really learns Torah properly, has the zchus and accomplishes the same thing of an ola chatas mincha asham and shlomim and all the karbonos, because ultimately b'pnimius you're sacrificing yourself and saying I'm going to give my life to Hashem, which is the whole idea of karbonos.
What is the same thing to run with?